USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Evacuation flights from Afghanistan resumed with new urgency on Friday, a day after two suicide bombings targeted desperate people fleeing the Taliban takeover. And the new number is more than 100 people killed, not including the 13 U.S. military troops caught in the terrorist attacks. The United States says further attempted attacks are expected ahead of Tuesday's deadline for foreign troops to leave Afghanistan, ending America's longest war.
We're in constant contact with the Taliban, working to ensure civilians have safe passage to the airport. We are particularly focused on our engagements on making sure every American who wants to leave can get to the airport.
As President Biden relies on our enemies to provide security around the Kabul airport for the Afghan withdrawal, 1,000 likely American voters in a recent Rasmussen poll found that 52% of the respondents said they were not confident that Biden was physically and mentally up for the job. USA Radio News.
With raging wildfires and a busy hurricane and storm season, how do you keep your pets safe and sound? I'm Dr. Jose Arce, president of the American Veterinary Medical Association, with a few steps to help stay safe. In a nutshell, make a plan, build an emergency kit, and stay up to date on the latest news. For example, have an evacuation plan with a neighbor or friend, put together an emergency kit with several days' food, medicine, first aid, and grooming items, and tune into the latest news and weather so you know what's in store. It is important to make sure your pet has all their tags and IDs, and keep a recent photo of your pet on hand, just in case. Be sure to microchip your pet in the event you get separated, and check with your veterinarians for more information on how to prepare. Be sure to log on to avma.org for more valuable information about pets and disaster preparedness planning. That's avma.org.
Students who borrowed money to go to ITT Tech will have their loans forgiven. Tim Berg explains.
The U.S. Department of Education will forgive over $1 billion in loans from borrowers who attended ITT Technical Institute. The department saying any students who did not finish their degree on or after March 31, 2008 because of the school's closure in 2016 will have their loans forgiven. This affects about 150,000 borrowers and about 43% are in default. Secretary of Education Miguel Cardona saying ITT misled students about its financial state by convincing them to take out private loans on unaffordable terms. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court blocked President Biden's moratorium on evictions in a 6-3 ruling on Thursday. The case reached the Supreme Court after the Alabama Association of Realtors and other plaintiffs sued the Department of Health and Human Services. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An unidentified mother on Fox News says that the Biden administration has given the names of people expected to leave Afghanistan to the Taliban. The situation has gone from bad to worse.
It's very devastating. There is a canal, it's sewage water that people are trying to get through, and they have to jump in there to get out. And our soldiers are working very hard. I don't think they deserve to die in the last moment. They really don't deserve to die in the last moment. I mean, they need help. I met guys that didn't sleep for 7 days straight, and they were still helping people. And not just in Afghanistan, the same thing in Qatar, but especially in Afghanistan, our troops really need help. They need a clear system to be able to help people. I believe they even need more troops out there to help them. And there are a lot of people stranded still there, left behind, citizens, green card holders, SIVs, and especially now knowing that the Taliban has access to their bio data, this makes it very dangerous for everybody that helped the U.S. government and Afghanistan throughout these 20 years.
The airlift of Americans, guesstimated to be around 1,000, has resumed Friday. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.